Okay, 7 minutes past nine. So in the news this morning on BBC, depression doubles during the coronavirus pandemic. This is twice as many adults in Britain are reporting symptoms of depression now compared to this time last year, Office for the National Statistics figures suggest. We have at the moment, of course, record job losses, economic recession and much uncertainty. It is at difficult times. I'm joined now by Sally Nielsen from Fresh Start Counselling. A very good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Charlie. Good to meet you.
You too. So, Sally, following the coronavirus outbreak, how has lockdown affected people's mental health?
Well, I mean, it has affected people's mental health in a lot of ways. But I think the most important thing is just finding out where it's coming from. And what's happening is all of us as humans, we have essential emotional needs and we must get them met in balance. And if we don't, we get mental health issues. So because we've been in lockdown, we haven't had them met. And just to give you an idea what they are, like privacy. You might not be able to get any privacy at home, or you might be lonely and isolated, the opposite. You might feel like you're out of control, or that you don't feel secure, like with your job, or safe because of the virus. You may not have anyone to talk to. You can't go to your club and be part of a community, which is really important because we're tribe people, you know, human beings. And also, you may feel like you just don't have any meaning and purpose. Your status is gone and you can't achieve. So things like remote working and not having a job, relationship breakdowns, losing loved ones, not being able to travel, are all things in lockdown that are causing mental health issues.
Yeah, it's certainly not surprising, is it, that that the figures are going up at the moment. It's not always easy to recognise if you're feeling low or if you're in need of a chat. So how might somebody identify the signs that their mental health is suffering?
Well, you know, there's this, it was quite a good metaphor, really, during the pandemic about making sure you put your oxygen mask on before you put on others. And it's you know, it's like identifying your own mental health and what you see in another person. So it's the same thing. So here's just a little list of what you might notice. Okay. It would be becoming withdrawn, moody, angry, upset, you know, tearful, crying, refusing offers of help, taking sick days off work, or just, you know, not doing the things you would normally do, not going for that walk you would go to or meeting that friend for coffee. You might be eating too much or too little. You could have digestion issues, sleep, really bad sleep. Everyone's talking about bad sleep, and then waking exhausted. And you could have, you know, like a bad back. You just feel rubbish. And it could be compounded by feelings you already had before lockdown. So you may have already been suffering with stress, anxiety, and depression, but lockdown has made it worse. Or it could have just started because of lockdown.
Yeah. Yeah, so it could have enhanced it, or it could be a new thing. If someone's feeling vulnerable, what should they do?
Right, okay. I don't know if anyone's got a pen who's listening, but the thing is that there are lots of things that you can do. But the biggest thing, I suppose, really, is to accept. It's accepting that there's something wrong and realizing that you can't deal with it on your own anymore. So sometimes it absolutely does take you to be brave and to take a deep breath and to say, right, I need to be determined. I've got to do something. So please do, you know, try and talk to someone, family member or a friend. If that's not possible, you can go to your GP and they will give you some, you know, they'll give you some people to call. But there is a slight sort of disconnect with GPs in the sense that they follow NICE guidelines, which are sort of tied in with the NHS. And actually, there are lots of counsellors out there. There's lots and lots of counsellors out there waiting for people's call who really don't cost very much money at all. And you may only need about four sessions, and it stops you being on a waiting list. So it is important to use your GP, especially if you feel very vulnerable. Go to your GP, but also I would definitely say we all need to be talking together. The therapists, the counsellors, the GPs and the council, everybody needs to be working together to stop what is a tsunami of mental health coming.
Yeah. Yeah, your organisation is Fresh Start Counselling. What exactly do you offer?
Well, my type of, my model of therapy is called Human Givens Therapy. And it's short, you know, solution-focused therapy. And it's for all the main issues, but really with lockdown, it's stress, anxiety and depression. But I would say, you know, I'd like everybody to get help. You can go to www.counselling-directory.co.uk and you will find a whole list of people on there who can help. But the other thing, and this is really good, is go to your local Facebook groups. Go, you know, there's things around where we are. There's We Love Dorking, We Love Reigate, We Love Surrey, Hawley Life, and all the parent groups and everybody else. Go to those groups because we're all talking mental health every day and we can share information about where to get the best help. So there's some really good things you can start doing straight away. And just try and get some exercise and just accept you're not feeling very well and talk to people.
Brilliant. How have you noticed a change in the way you treat patients at the moment? Obviously, it is it's online at the moment.
Yes.
Has that been a challenge?
No, it's been great, actually. It's really easy because you're just sitting in front of someone. You can, and a lot of counsellors are doing this now, so you can either do Zoom, Skype, WhatsApp, FaceTime. People are happy to do email as well if necessary or on the phone. But online is absolutely fine because you're just sat there in your room. You feel quite relaxed, and it's been really good. So what's been happening, people are coming to me and they're saying they feel trapped in their house.
Yeah.
But they feel agoraphobic about going out, and when they go out, they just feel quite scared. They want to come back inside again. So people are getting a whole range of different types of anxieties. But for me, and any good counsellor, any good professional counsellor or hypnotherapist, they should be able to tell you how to do breathing techniques. I do one called 7-11 breathing. We need to calm people down, get them to think clearly, not be quite so emotionally aroused, and then set small achievable goals. You know, just take small steps. I can help with that, just to get them feeling better. Because what I'm doing is I'm dealing with symptoms at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really doing a lot of big, long-term, heavy-duty counselling. I want to help people to do with the COVID crisis, and I think that's what all counsellors really should be doing. Short, focused, symptoms-led counselling to help people get back on their feet, get them strong, get them calm and ready for the future.
Excellent stuff. You mentioned a website a minute ago. I just want to make sure we get it right again. It was counselling.
Yes, I mean, I'm on there as well. You'll find me on there as well, Fresh Start Counselling. But the one you want is www.counselling-directory.org.uk.
Brilliant.
Because you're going to get a whole load more people than the GPs won't be necessarily recommending, and they should be, because all these people on this directory have been properly vetted, so you can trust them.
That's great stuff. Thank you very much for joining us, Sally. I think it's so important at the moment with everything going on. It really does mean a lot for you to come on the show this morning.
Thank you so much for giving me the time. And please, everybody, don't suffer in silence. Talk to someone, get help.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you.